The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity. Greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance. Would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled. And the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. St. Paul was brought up and raised in the Hellenistic culture where there were the Olympic Games. And in his writings, you'll hear St. Paul using images of athletics. He says, fight the good fight, save from the lion's mouth, as well as running the good race. So he was aware of the Olympic Games that took place in Greece even before he was born. One of the best movies, I think, that came out in the past 30 years is based on a real story, and it's called Chariots of Fire. If you haven't seen it, I strongly encourage Chariots of Fire, which was an award-winning film in the early 80s. So I'd like to just give you one of the scenes, and it's basically a movie based on the best runners of the world from Scotland, Ireland, and from England arriving at the Olympic Games in the early 20s. And the protagonist is a man named Eric Liddell. Eric Liddell, the fastest man in Scotland. And my favorite scene is he's running, if you know anything about running, you've got the 400. 400 would be going around the lap once. It would be a quarter of a mile. So before he arrives at the Olympic Games, he's running the 400. Ready, set, go, boom! And he's running on the side lane, and one of the runners elbows him, and he cascades to the ground. Now, I was a runner when I was younger, but cross country, 400 is a sprint. He lost 3 to 4 seconds. You might say, big deal. 3 to 4 seconds is huge if you're running the 400. What would you do? Maybe throw in the towel and say, well, maybe next time. He got up and he put himself on full gear. And he passed one. He passed the second. Then the guy that knocked him down, he beat him by about a tenth of a second, and he falls to the ground gasping. Gasping. One of the trainers comes up and says, it wasn't the prettiest run, but it was the most valiant run. Many of you are doing the spiritual exercises. That scene could not better explain what we're doing right now in the exercises. We have all fallen down, and many times. But like Eric Little, we're all called to be resilient. We're all called to bounce back. We're all called to rise and go to the loving arms of our Heavenly Father, the parable of the prodigal son. So that's a summary of the second reading of St. Paul to Timothy. Now, the first reading and the gospel readings, you notice, are the same theme. Father Stephen, last week, he preached on Moses. You remember Moses raising up his arms against the Amalekites. And when he had his arms raised, then the Israelites were winning. But once his arms started to droop, the enemies of the Israelites prevailed. So Aaron and Hur raised the arms of Moses, had him sit on a rock, and they fought all the way until sundown. And it says that Joshua mowed down the people with the point of the sword. That was the first reading last week. The gospel reading was very much related to the story of Chariots of Fire, which have the widow begging for justice from the unjust judge who neither respected men and he didn't fear God. But she kept knocking and knocking and knocking and knocking and knocking and knocking. And finally the judge says, I don't believe in God, I don't believe in men. But if I don't give to this woman, she's going to end up by doing me violence. The Spanish translation, va a terminar rompiendo mi la cara. Okay? Doing me violence. So there you have. The gospel last week was related to prayer, but to perseverance. Today, it's related to prayer, but it's the interior attitude of heart that we must have. That is, we have to be humble. We have to be humble. The first reading speaks about humility, the gospel even more so, the parable of the Pharisee and the publican. Do you ever notice that the Pharisee is really not praying at all? He's just praising himself. He's not praying. He's praising all of his merits. I pray, I fast, I tithe, and I'm not a greedy, or I'm not like that guy behind me, that Pharisee. He never said one prayer in his whole diatribe. Not one. But the publican didn't even rise his eyes. And he said, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. He was heard because he was humble. So what I'd like to do for all of you is give you a short catechetical acronym so that you can establish a prayer program in your life. This applies to those who are doing the exercises and those who are just here in this Mass anyway. And it's an acronym, the 5 M's of prayer. The 5 M's of prayer. So you look at your hand, there's an M there, right? And you got 5 fingers. So let's start. The first M of prayer is morning prayer. Morning prayer. As soon as you get up, the first thing you should do is pray. And consecrate yourself to Jesus through Mary. Soon as I hear the alarm clock at about 5 o'clock every morning, the first thing I do is I say this, O Signora mia, O Madre mia, io mi offro di tutto a te, in preghiera mi fili all'affetto ti consagro di mi soccorso, mi soiedo, mi lingua, mi corazon, in una palabra toda mi ser, già che sono tutto tuyo, O Madre bondad, guardami e difendimi come cosa possession tuya. Amen. So I know the act of consecration in Spanish and not in English yet, okay? So that's my first prayer, and then I kiss my scapular. That's the first thing I do. And the Curia of Ars, John Vianney, says, if you begin the day well, you're probably going to end it well. So let's start the day well by praying, consecrating yourself to Jesus through Mary. And if you have a scapular, kiss your scapular as a sign of your love for Mary. Amen? The second M. What do you do before you eat? I wash my hands, Father. Okay, good. You really should, okay? But also, before you eat, bless your meal. When I was brought up and raised many, many years ago, all the Catholic families, at least on the East Coast, we would always start by blessing the meals. I think we have to get back to that practice. So if you're not doing it starting tonight, before you have your meal, bless it. And we've got some fathers here. You fathers, you take the initiative. Okay, let's have this father who's called to be the priest of the family. You start off by blessing the meal. It's short. Bless us, O Lord, and these are gifts which we're about to receive from your bounty through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you don't know that, pray the Our Father. So, but when you do that, you're inviting Jesus to sit down at the table with you. Good company, right? You invite Jesus to sit down at the table and to share the meal with you. Amen? The third M would be meditation. We're on a 10-week Ignatian program where we're learning how to meditate. We're learning how to meditate on the Word of God. Saint Teresa of Avila, who is the doctor of prayer, she says, you learn how to pray by praying. And she also says, we have to have a determined determination to never give up prayer. Saint Teresa of Avila, doctor of prayer in the church. So, when you're meditating upon the Word of God, here's a short method. Read, think about its meaning, talk to God, and apply the Word of God to your life. So read, reflect, talk to God, and then apply the Word of God to your life. So that's the third M. The fourth M is the greatest of all prayers in the world. What is that? the greatest prayer in the whole world, we're doing it right now, which is Mass. This is the greatest prayer in the whole world, Mass. You come to Mass every Saturday, some of you come on Sunday. If you can, come to daily Mass. If not every day, a couple of times during the week. What is the greatest action you can do in your life? Receive Holy Communion. There's nothing greater on this side of eternity that we can carry out than the body of Christ. Amen. And the fifth M would be Mary and the Rosary. We are still in the month of the Holy Rosary. October is the month of the Holy Rosary. Pray the Rosary. You know what I did when I was coming up here for my mission? I was in the car with three friends. You know what I did? I prayed the Luminous Mysteries. I prayed the Sorrowful Mysteries. I prayed the Glorious Mysteries. I prayed Daytime Prayer. I prayed Vespers. I prayed the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. And I prayed to the saints. Amen? I spent the whole time from Hawaiian Gardens to Pomona in prayer. Jesus says, pray always. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Pray always, not sometimes. Pray always. We cannot change this world if we're not growing deeper in our prayer life. And in conclusion, today we celebrate the memorial of one of the greatest men that ever lived. His name is Pope John Paul II. When I was ordained by John Paul II, guess what he gave me? He gave me a rosary. He was saying, Father Broome, you're a priest now. Pray the rosary, love the rosary, preach the rosary, live out the rosary. So my friends, remember the five M's of prayer. And that would be morning prayer, mealtime prayer, meditation of the Word of God, Mass, and Mary and the Rosary. And I'd like to conclude with a phrase from Saint Augustine. Saint Augustine says, he who prays well lives well. He who lives well dies well. He who dies well, all is well. Amen.